just going to talk to you a little bit. I'm going to say that you're my friend, Miss Cora McKinney from Mayo, Florida. When were you retired from teaching, Miss Cora?
1936,
I think. And though you never had any children of your own, I believe you raised a lot of other...
Six.
Mm-hmm. Raised six children. Well, that's wonderful. And you told me that you know a little folk song. Now, what's the name of the song?
I Have a True Love on the Ocean.
I Have a True Love on the Ocean. Where did you get that song?
Oh, down in Dixie County. Uh-huh. Heard an old lady sing it.
Uh-huh. Do you remember her name?
Miss Tunin.
Miss Tunin. And have you any idea where she got the song?
She just was singing it, and I asked her where it come from, and she said she'd been told it was a Revolutionary War song.
Uh-huh. And how long ago was that?
Oh, about 65 years ago.
Well, that certainly is interesting. Will you sing it for us?
Yes. Right. You want me to?
All right.
A pretty fair miss all in the garden. A handsome soldier come riding by. Said he, fair miss, will you marry me? I'm a soldier from over the sea. I've a true love on the ocean. 7 long years he's been gone from me. And if he's gone there 7 years longer, no man on earth can marry me. He run his hands all in his pockets, his fingers being both slim and small. He showed the ring that she had given him, straightway before him she did fall. He picked her up all in his arms, he gave her a kiss of 1, 2, 3. Then said, fair miss, will you marry me? I'm a soldier from over the sea.
Do you know another song? You know any others?
Yes.
You know a little song, one little word.
Not much to it.
Who'd you learn it from?
I tell you, I don't remember. Just heard it sing.
Uh-huh. And you've known it a long time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you just how long.
All right, well, let's hear it.
One little word would have changed my future life. One little word would have made us man and wife. Late, too late, my fondest hopes are dead. One little word, that word was never said. I've always heard people say, if you tried long enough and hard enough, you could do anything you wanted to. Well, I believe that that's true as far as majority goes. But in my case, I'm in the minority. Because when I was 15 years old, I lived in a community, and there's an old widow with 6 children, an old bachelor that had been trying 40 years to get married, and an 18-year-old boy that's wearing out the seat of his pants, sitting around too lazy to do anything. Well, I just couldn't think about either one of those. So I decided I'd try some other way. And I just kept thinking and thinking and thinking. Well, I was getting older all the time. And I didn't see any husband right looming up in the near prospect. Now, one day somebody told me, they says, if you'll put a pulley bone over the door. Why, you will marry the first man that comes under that pulley bone. Well, I put it over the door, and the first man I saw coming was a widow with 6 children. Well, I took the pulley bone down. When he left, I put it back up again. The next man I saw coming was the old bachelor that had been trying 40 years to get married. I run and I took the pulley bone down again. Well, after he left, I put it up again. Well, the next one come along was an 18 or 19 year old boy that was wearing out the seat of his pants, sitting around doing nothing. I couldn't consider him, so I went and took it down again. When he left, I put it back up. Then I just decided that I was not fated to catch a husband right away. So I said, I'm almost persuaded one man to believe. I almost persuaded him my love to receive. But then what did the neighbor say? But man, you go some other way, else there'll be a parting day, sure on thee to fall. Almost persuaded, my youthful days are past. Almost persuaded, gray hairs come at last. Sad, sad it is to fail, but on that man I could not prevail. From my heart I cry and wail, I almost won but lost.
The last time you were here, you had some remarks to make on women's...
And style?
Yes. Women's styles.
Women and style.
Oh, women and style.
I've been listening at the women, watching them quite a while. While I've been watching the women, they've been watching style. They'll pick up a dress they've laying aside, look at it with a wishful smile, and say, oh, you beautiful thing, I'd love to wear you. But you're completely out of style. But when they broke the record, that's the way we feel, is when they've been wearing the shoes with the little peg heel. The shoes that's ruined miles and miles of carpet, dented miles and miles of floor. They carry a trail of distraction wherever they go. But the women, bless them, they'll wear them a while, because they'd rather be dead than to be out of style. The gum-chewing girl and the cud-chewing cow has a strong resemblance to me somehow. Each chewing and chewing with a steady grind, but chewing a cud of a different kind. What I can't understand is I just don't know how a girl can chew so steadily, look so contented, and not be a cow. Cold as every head ever met, can it be that hearts forget? A tomcat sat on a backyard fence and sang to a female mew. If I had 1,000 lives, I'd live them all for you. The female mew near the backyard fence sang back in a gentle tone, I'll have to live with a real cat here, else I'd live alone. For while I sat alone, although I'd love to believe that you lived through 1,000 lives for me, should I believe a vow like that, a lonely cat I'd be. For while I sat alone at night, alone and thought of you, you'd be going out and entertaining another me. Do you know any little children's singing games that you used to play with the children?
I used to, but that's been so long ago till I usually made them up. And I made up one. A long years ago, they forbid the teaching of letters.
Uh-huh.
And I meant to teach them. Regardless of what the superintendent and the state of Florida ruled said, I meant to get the letters to those kids somehow. And I made a little old rhyme, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Don't you see that we know our A, B, C? I had them to dance it, you know, and keep step to it. It's right cute. I put it on in Paris. Somebody saw it on the stage here. I put it on Yale. And they saw it and they asked me to go to Paris and put it on. I did.
Well, that's fine. That's the way folk games are born. Out of a need or a desire to entertain. Were your parents born in Florida?
My father was. My mother was born in somewhere, Jefferson County.
Uh-huh.
And her father was a full-blooded Irishman. Came direct from Ireland. My grandfather was a full-blooded Irishman.
Uh-huh.
The reason I'm such a big fool, isn't it?
Well, Miss Cora, we certainly do thank you for singing the songs and reciting your original poetry.
Yes, I tell you one I got up that I always like. Not long ago, our editor asked me to write something, and I wrote, not long ago on bathing suits and shorts. Not long ago, a hot dispute arose between shorts and a bathing suit. The short says, I'm more popular than you with my legs and my chest all bare. The bathing suit smiled and mild protest and say, why, I show all my legs and nearly all the rest of the body. But your modern rage for the body to be an open page, nothing hid from public view, so I declare I'm more popular than you. The short stunned a while, asked the opinion of two misses whom she saw, making eyes and throwing kisses at some boys who were ready to vamp, girls of the modern stamp. The girl shouted back, way through with both of you, we're going to the nudist camp.
Well, I think that's cute. Do you mind telling us how old you are?
Oh, I'm nearer 85 than I am 81. That's close enough.